What was known for generations as War Memorial Hospital, WMH, has served as the Eastern Upper Peninsula's medical hub for more than a century, and its partnership with MyMichigan Health intends to ensure 100 more years to come, says the center's CEO. Talks of a merger between WMH and MyMichigan Health of the University of Michigan began a year ago. Plans to officially unite were announced approximately 6 months back. MyMichigan is going to invest in the hospital, said David Jan Foch, president and CEO of MyMichigan Medical Center SU. WMH's name change to MyMichigan Medical Center SU reflects its merger with the nonprofit health system headquartered in Midland. According to a press release issued by MyMichigan Medical Center SU, MyMichigan's network of care provides a wide range of services through urgent care, home health care, and virtual care. Facilities are stationed in Alma, Alpena, Clare, Gladwin, Midland, Mount Pleasant, West Branch, and Sault Ste. Marie. Its name is already known to many patients, due to its affiliation with medical centers in St. Ignace and Mackinac Island. Investments will be directed to unannounced capital projects, following board review of demographic data and market sharing to determine services prudent to the area. In the future, you will see additional services coming to Sault Ste. Marie, said Jan. To date, patients must be sent out to receive services the hospital cannot provide. This could all change relatively soon. McLaren, Northern Michigan in Petoskey is where most of our referrals go right now, Jan said. MyMichigan is going to bolster our services, so that we can keep more patients here. People won't have to travel outside the community. It is too early to know what additional services will be offered at MyMichigan Medical Center SU. I know what could be, said Jan, looking ahead. If somebody is having a heart attack and needs a cardiac catheterization, we have to send them to Petoskey. It's possible that we could have a cardiac lab here, in the future. Such a decision would be made after careful deliberation over the number of people sent out for catheterizations, compared to the needed investment and revenue it would generate. If the revenue covers the cost, there is a high probability that we would add those services here, Jan said. He pointed out some quick wins, like better health insurance rates and reduced supply costs. We found out that we have the better vendor for supplies right now, said Jan. They will probably change to our vendor, which means the whole system will change. We will move to a higher tier. Everybody in the system will have lower costs. Jan said it was this type of flexibility that enticed the hospital's board to join MyMichigan Health. If we are doing things better than the health system, they will adopt those methods, he said. If the health system is doing things better, we will adopt those processes and systems. That's one of the reasons we chose to go with them. It is a culture where patients come first, said Jan. They are going to use whatever processes are best for the patient. If they see a better process within their system, they would implement that for the whole system. No one will lose their job over this merger, and its current services will be guaranteed for at least 10 years. MyMichigan has vowed commitment to educational training programs for physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistant students, nursing students, and other clinical experts. The SU has an outstanding reputation for taking care of its residents, and it is an honor they have joined our family, said Diane Postler-Slattery, Ph.D., Foch, President and CEO, MyMichigan Health. Our partnership will only enhance that great relationship the SU has established by providing enhanced services and the continued delivery of trusted, reliable, and high-quality health care. MyMichigan Medical Center SU is a 49-bed hospital with 51 long-term care beds and 20 psych beds. The medical center employs more than 900 people and serves the Eastern Upper Peninsula by providing complete medical care, including diagnostic services, emergency services, urgent care, orthopedics, rehabilitation, obstetrics, family medicine, and many specialty services. MyMichigan Medical Center SU has a long-term care facility attached to the main campus of the hospital and a standalone behavioral health center in nearby Kinchelow, Michigan. MyMichigan Medical Center SU also has many outpatient offices across the Eastern Upper Peninsula, including lab, primary care, and rehabilitation services.